the Interior Department has okayed the Menominee's long-proposed idea to open an off-reservation casino at the former Kenosha dog racing track. But Republican Governor Scott Walker can veto the project. Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barker is urging the governor to okay the plan. The Kenosha Democrat says Wisconsin is lagging behind neighboring states on job growth, and the casino is an important opportunity for job creation and the economy. However, Walker says he wants no net growth of gaming in the state and that all Wisconsin tribes need to endorse the Kenosha Casino, unlikely given the Potawatomi's desire to protect their casino in Milwaukee. UW-Milwaukee Governmental Affairs Professor Mordecai Lee says Walker is going to make some people happy and others unhappy, but at least appears to be clear.
That he's making decisions based on known criteria. We sort of call it transparency.
The Menominee tribe hopes to meet with Walker soon and try to change his mind, but Professor Lee says convincing may be easier said than done.
I think if there's one thing that Wisconsin has learned about Governor Walker after the big fight about Act 10 is that once he makes a decision, he doesn't change his mind, even if there are 100,000 people demonstrating on Capitol Square.
Lee says Walker seems to be banking on the support of conservatives who hate gambling and some liberals who say it sucks money from low-income gamblers. But on the other hand, Walker isn't talking about shutting down any Wisconsin casinos. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.